Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks, welcome back to another episode of Stoic Confidence. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and today we're diving into something super important: building healthy boundaries. Ever feel like a walking punching bag? Like people just waltz into your life and expect you to be their emotional therapist, free of charge. Yeah, me too. But guess what? Stoicism can actually help us create those clear, rock-solid boundaries that protect our energy and sanity. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoicism, isn't that all about just accepting everything life throws at you? And while there's truth to that, learning to accept things we can't control is huge, Stoicism is so much more than just being a doormat. It's about mastering our inner world, understanding what truly matters, and choosing how we react to the chaos around us. And building healthy boundaries. That's a key part of that Stoic game plan. So here are 5 essential takeaways from Stoicism that can help you build those rock-solid boundaries. 1. Know your values. Imagine your values as the foundation of your life, the things that truly matter to you. What do you stand for? What are your non-negotiables? Once you know what's sacred, it becomes easier to say no to things that don't align with those values. Like, if you value honesty above all else, it's easier to decline invitations to gossip or engage in shady dealings. 2. Control your reactions. Stoicism emphasizes our control over our own emotions and responses. You can't always control the actions of others, but you can absolutely control how you react to them. When someone crosses a boundary, don't let your anger or frustration escalate into a shouting match. Take a deep breath, assess the situation calmly, and choose a response that aligns with your values. 3. Practice assertiveness. Being assertive doesn't mean being aggressive. It means communicating your needs and boundaries clearly and respectfully. It's about saying no when you need to, expressing your opinions honestly, and advocating for yourself without guilt or apology. Think about it like this. You wouldn't let someone walk into your house uninvited, would you? Setting boundaries is similar. It's about protecting your time, energy, and emotional well-being. Practice those no muscles. You've got this. 4. Set realistic expectations. We all have limited time and energy, so stop trying to please everyone all the time. It's okay to say no to requests that overwhelm you or don't align with your priorities. Remember, it's not selfish to prioritize your own needs. In fact, taking care of yourself allows you to be more present and supportive for others in a meaningful way. 5. Forgive yourself. We all mess up sometimes, but the key is to learn from our mistakes and move forward. Don't beat yourself up for setting boundaries that weren't strong enough or for letting someone cross a line. Just acknowledge it, adjust your approach next time, and keep practicing. Building healthy boundaries is a continuous process, not a one-time fix. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, and your coworker constantly dumps their tasks on you because they know you're meticulous and reliable. It might feel like you're drowning in responsibilities, but that's where Stoicism comes in handy. Instead of silently shouldering the burden, take a moment to assess the situation. Is this request truly urgent? Does it align with your job description? If not, politely but firmly explain your priorities and suggest alternative solutions. Remember, saying no doesn't mean being rude. It means prioritizing your own well-being and workload. Stoicism empowers you to take control of your inner world, which ultimately allows you to create a more fulfilling life. Building healthy boundaries isn't about pushing people away. It's about creating space for genuine connections, personal growth, and a sense of inner peace. So, my friends, get out there and start setting those boundaries. Don't let anyone take advantage of your kindness or drain your energy. You deserve to be treated with respect, and you have the power to make that happen. Until next time, keep striving for that Stoic confidence. Remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.